Speaking of which, Bernie Smout is once again chasing around with his camera, this time denied by Tayshaun Prince.
Well, actually,
Prince didn't even know he was there, but it was funny because he was live wandering around there, and he kept saying, all right, let's go talk to Tayshaun Prince. And he's telling his camera guy, come on, follow me.
I tell you what, that live TV scene after the game was funny as hell.
Absolutely hysterical. So he's walking along, and Tayshaun Prince is clearly doing an interview with somebody, and they stick with Bernie, and they're following him along. Yeah, come on, we're going to talk to Tayshaun Prince. All right, and he heads over there, and he realizes that there's too many people in front of Prince. There's no way he's going to butt in. He's totally engrossed in an interview. So he turns, and fortunately, Prince's mother is standing there, so he turns and interviews the mother.
Good call.
Yeah. So he turns and goes, hey, you know, we talked to you before. Hey, how you doing? You know, good friends. And so he talks to her about maybe 20 seconds, and then he's still trying to get to Prince, and he turns, and he's going to push his way in there, and all of a sudden he's like, Tayshaun Prince, hey, we're live on four. Nobody
cares. Exactly what he said to Ben.
Yeah. I don't know why he keeps doing that, because nobody cares. Nobody. And they didn't either. And they just kept doing the interview. And of all things, finally now, back at the ranch, they're now starting to go back to going back to Carmen and stuff like that, and she's starting to put other things up on the screen, but they're still showing Bernie. And by God, all of a sudden, Tayshaun Prince finishes his interview, turns to talk to Bernie, and they cut to a live shot out in Royal Oak.
Yeah, boy.
After all of that.
Ouch.
Denied. Oh, it was brutal.
Well,
it was brutal.
There's just something so utterly not unique about those reporters in giant crowds.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You could substitute the footage of the 89 championship or the Red Wings championship or whatever, because all it is, hey, I'm so-and-so, such and such, Pistons rock, beat L.A., L.A. sucks.
Every time, same thing. Fox was on the streets, too, and this...
God, everybody was on the street.
One of the reporters, oh, my God, I think she was scared to death. I hadn't really seen her much lately.
Wait, you sure you're not thinking of Paula Tubman on 4? Because Paula got swallowed up by the crowd and just sent it right back to him.
Yeah, there was this other chick that was out there. Because I know what you're talking about, but because I was flipping all over the place. But somebody on 2 was out there, was just absolutely seemed totally frightened. And then they went to another shot later on, and it seemed like this was a different reporter, and this gal seemed like she was all by herself, because she got in, because Royal Oak was starting to come apart for a second. They started all these fireworks, and it looks like it was going to get out of hand.
Yeah, the street was packed, too. There was cars that were just swarmed by people.
Yeah, it looked like Times Square.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, it looked like Times Square, and some clowns started up with the fireworks, and it looked like people were drunk and jumping through the fireworks.
Oh.
And it was like, uh-oh, this is going to go bad.
Idiot.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure somebody's going to get a bottle rocket right up their can. And so this girl comes out away from the action. Okay, we're here live on Fox. And all of a sudden, there's like this onslaught of like 10 guys come out of nowhere. And they just take over the audio. Hey, Pistons rock! And this one was like, oh, well, we were alone. It was just so comical because it was so dead quiet. And then it was this instant onslaught, almost on cue.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
Oh, God. So well, then eventually they showed all the horses with the police down there, and it looked like that squashed the fireworks, you know. But
let's see what happened to Ray Sayar.
All right, folks, the headlines are already out. We're back outside the palace where the party continues, and there it is. Is the Detroit News payday, the Detroit Free Press respect.
Yeah.
These fans are continuing to pour out of the palace. We're seeing a lot of sunroofs open and people popping out.
I knew we were going to see respect this morning.
Once again, the good news is here. The folks out here have been extremely composed, very classy.
Oh, yeah, very composed.
Yeah, very. Look at how poopy some of the faces are, some of the eyelids at half mask.
We did see one small incident, but it was diffused. No police, which is a good indication that security officers do have things in control. But this one, it's a big party. A lot of smiles, a lot of joy. Back to you in the studio.
Ray.
Two guys just put their arms around Ray's neck.
Give him a bear hug almost.
Wormed in towards the mic and just...
Huge, immense guys. Immense.
Right as he was saying how composed they were.
Yeah. Now, I don't
big arm around
crazy. Them. I want you to take a look in this street. On one side of the street, you've got cars honking horns all through Royal Oak. Police are doing a really good job, though, keeping the people on the sidewalk because they were in the street earlier.
Yep, not doing such a good job there.
No. They've got a lot of excitement, but obviously it's hard for me to hear you right
now. I thought at one point Roll Oak was going to go down. I thought for sure with those fireworks, man.
At the end of the game, having a good time, getting a little bit rowdy, but no trouble. We've seen only one arrest. Right now, police are keeping people out of the street. That's why I'm in it. Cars on one side, people on the sidewalk, thousands of people on both sides of the sidewalk, and everybody's really, really excited about the victory. I hope you saw the newspaper that says job done. Let me have a hold of this. Take a look at this. Everybody's holding this up. Oakland Press for tomorrow morning. Good job done, Pistons. Lots of fun in Royal Oak. Back to you.
Be careful on those sparrows. Don't get trampled by them.
And our sports director, Don Shane, still on the floor of the palace with Chuck Daly and also a former Bad Boy Piston, John Sally.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, wow. It's funny. They're all the same. Every shot is the same.
Same. Identical.
Just
identical.
Save that stuff and run it next year when they repeat.
And then don't even go out. I mean,
yeah,
you don't
save
have to,
yourself some money.
Definitely. It's just not worth it. Why get mixed up in it? Why subject yourself to all that?
I know.
Yeah. I knew we were going to see
this. Kristen Smith. Yeah, this is a killer, too.
Yeah, this is a beauty.
News reporter Kristen Smith has been there all night. Live with more. Kristen?
Well, the party continues just across.
Now you think it's going to be okay.
The line is
it seems like it.
But they know they're live
today.
Now.
Yeah. Dude sticks his tongue out and almost licks Kristen's face.
At the post tonight, building anticipation.
Okay,
he
wait till the tape piece is over, and then we might have something interesting.
that black dude next to Chris, he turns and he sticks his tongue out and almost runs it from her
Tyrone here. Tyrone, tell me what you
It was Tyrone.
My dad told me before he died a couple months ago, he said the Pistons are going to make it to the playoffs. I did not believe him.
Okay, pause this, Mark. This is, Did you see this last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she's got the meat of a good story because this guy's father died.
Right.
But did he mistell the story a little bit because he says, my dad, right before he died, said the Pistons are going to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
The Pistons are going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I know.
They were going to make the playoffs. Like, they knew that 2 months before the season ended. So I'm not sure if he mistold the story.
It's very possible underneath the circumstance.
Or what?
But it's hard to say. We can only speculate. Being this crowd is so out of hand.
I think he meant to say, my dad said the Pistons are going to win.
Yes. I'm sure that's what he intended. I'm sure of it.
Mom, and I really appreciate everything that's going on. I love you, Dad. And I'll see you in the next afterlife, man. I appreciate it. My dad told me it was going to happen, and it happened. So let's go Pistons.
We got it! Look how quiet it was for his speech.
The guy's right in front of her.
We've been tracking.
They just piled in front of her ASAP.
Yeah. Just swallowed her right up, just like an amoeba encircling some other organism.
Oh, here's another winner.
Hey, Anna.
Glenda Lewis.
Standing by there. Glenda?
Take it away,
baby. Steven, I'm down here.
She keeps calling her kid baby.
I know it. I'm so sick of this.
Kind of obnoxious.
Blatant nepotism is nauseating, I gotta tell you.
Oh, you didn't read the feature story yet? She didn't even tell them she was Diana's daughter when she was
doing it. Oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh, she just got in on her own merit?
Well, that's what they said.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
But in the same story, they said that Diana accompanied her to another interview.
Oh.
Not with Channel 7. But.
Uh-huh. I'll be darned.
I even think I've seen some tears of...
Yeah, baby!
So, we have a young lady who has a message for the Pistons. And what was your message tonight, sweetheart? You know what? I think L.A. was at Fantasyland tonight, and the Detroit Pistons brought the Oscar home tonight. You heard it right here.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Look how loud I have to yell!
Proud of them.
Live and for a baby.
With the fam. Glenda Lewis. Channel 7 Action News.
All right, baby. Thank you.
All right, don't go away. We have much more Pistons coming.
Oh, yeah. God. That really is enough to make you puke. I got to tell you.
Glenda's like 29 years old for one thing.
Jeez.
You know, it's funny though that people try to make some sort of stoic statement in that environment. It's just ludicrous.
It doesn't
pull her forward and go, hey, I got something really important.
I got something really heavy.
This is really going to work for you.
Yeah, believe me. Give me the camera. Just put it all on me. It's all about me in this moment. Let me just tell a story.
I've got. I want to compare this to the Grammys. Okay. I
think
I have some story to tell.
I'm going to tie this into the Oscars. I'm going to somehow find a bridge to L.A. Oh, absolutely asinine. That was the message, huh?
Yeah, that was the important message.
I don't know how many times I heard people say, Jimmy Kimmel, take that, too. Oh, man.
As they look like they're about to riot.
Right. But it's amazing how the whole celebration had to be about Jimmy Kimmel.
Inside. Almost everybody stayed inside, and then after the game, they started oozing out of the palace. That's when the celebration.
Yeah, have another drink, lady.
All over the parking lot. As always, when you have a big win, my fears are concerned that some people are going to get out of hand. But the good news is everybody has been well behaved. These fans have been a class act, and they have represented Detroit.
Lady.
What a way to end this magical season. The Detroit Pistons are 2004 NBA champions, and these fans are loving it. And fans dwindling away right here outside the palace right now. It's
We won, we won, we shot the BB gun.
We'll be going on late into the night.
So
right now they are winding down a bit in some of the further reaches.
Nice poetry.
The moment happens to be downtown Detroit, where Glenda Lewis is standing by live. Glenda?
Oh, Stephen, it's been a long time since the city of...
Good job, baby! Nice, baby!
So much fun and so much pride. We are so excited down here about the Pistons' big win. All right!
Oh, at Floods?
Leslie Nelson, and she is the primary entertainer at Floods Bar and Grill, and she says it has just been hot tonight, hasn't it?
All week, been partying all week. Pistons fans, big time fans, all week partying.
We love
great.
Linda.
Just a beautiful time out here.
Well, that added a lot.
Oh, yeah, didn't it, though?
We are enjoying ourselves, and we are celebrating in the Pistons' big win. Live in downtown Detroit, I'm Glenda.
Oh, my God.
My colleague, Kristen Smith, back to you.
Why don't you entertain and get these drunks off the street?
Just the way we like to hear it, that it is a calm celebration going on. Again, we have heard no major incidences.
But they were really determined to imply
the incidents.
Everything was fine.
I know it. I think they all were repeating that every 30 seconds, that everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine.
I don't see anything. It doesn't appear that anything horrific happened.
No, I don't think anything happened.
If it happened too late to make the paper, but...
The AMs are calling it calm all the way through.
Yeah, it was a pretty good party, really.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody did okay.
Yeah, everything went fine.
The most annoying moment. What, we got a cell phone guy?
Yeah, look right behind.
Oh, God, look at that.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Jordan and a bunch of his friends are partying inside.
He doesn't have a connection. His cell, he's got a bad cell.
But he and his friends are inside having their own celebration. I don't know which way they were going on this game, but they're inside having a party and a celebration of their own. But the celebration is out here
dump
because
a beer
the Pistons won, right, guys?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that guy.
No, he's ready to just teeter and fall right over.
Back to you.
It's only the crowd that's holding him upright.
There was, I'm trying to think who it was, somebody's outside of Tonic last night saying that Chauncey and, let's see, I think Chauncey and Ben were on their way over there to celebrate the...
Oh, yeah,
chance,
sure.
I'm thinking, oh, boy, they're
going
to love that.
Yeah.
That a whole... You know, a couple hundred thousand people are going to stop by to party with Chauncey and Ben.
Yeah,
like
right.
That's how they want to spend their championship night.
Right. They can't wait to mingle with the crowd.
If they heard about that, I bet they changed their plans in a hurry.
Oh, brother. No question about it. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Well...
What a victory.
Yeah, I tell you, it...
Absolutely cleaned their clock.
At the game itself, LA got off to a nice start. They were up 14-7, and we started to rally.